yesterday, I somebody sent me a little video clip from YouTube, I believe, and it was quite horrific. It was taken on a motorway in England, on somebody's phone, I believe, and there was this car that was sideways on to a huge truck, and the truck was speeding along, apparently completely unaware that this car, with somebody inside it, was, you know, stuck to the front of their truck, or lorry, as we like to call them in England. And it reminded me of something that happened to my wife and I when we were coming home from our honeymoon. We'd been honeymooning in West Virginia, and we were driving across Virginia on the way home, and we were on, I can't remember what highway we were on, big road anyway, and I was asleep in the passenger seat, my wife was driving, and I got woken up kind of abruptly, and I wasn't quite sure what it was that was woken me up. It was just sort of something that kind of felt funny, and then as I sort of came to, I was suddenly aware that something had hit the car, and our car, which is a little lightweight Saturn, it's actually, the body's made of fiberglass, it was kind of fishtailing, and my wife was struggling to keep it under control. And what had happened was that a truck, we were in the slow lane, and a truck was apparently overtaking us and didn't see where we were. We were kind of located kind of by its, you know, on the passenger side, on the, by the wheel arch, and it was trying to cut back into the slow lane, and was hitting us as it was doing it. And once my wife got hold of the, you know, got control of the car, she pulled it over and was amazed to find the truck was still moving. It did actually pull up a little way ahead, and the guy walked back, and he had absolutely no idea what had happened. He said, I wasn't quite sure why I couldn't turn, you know, to pull into the slow lane. And it seems that the only thing that actually saved us was we had got a bright yellow foam star on our antenna that we'd actually picked up in a fast food place. And he had just barely seen that. And ours is quite a small car anyway. He just barely saw that. And that was when he realised, I think, that something was a little bit wrong. So my point being is, what is it that's wrong with either the trucks or the drivers? I mean, I'm guessing there's something, you know, lack of visibility or something, that these truck drivers can't actually see when this is happening. Scary.